Good evening. Sometimes, while I am surfing TikTok, I come across RP content. The video I will be showing would take forever to edit the F-bombs out of, so this video is going to be shown only on my alternative platforms. The author of this video makes me think of Jason Statham discovering MGTOW.
One of the biggest lies that we're told: be with someone who makes you happy. Nah. Fuck that. Happiness is something that you create by yourself. It's your responsibility. Be with someone who adds to it. Stop the wondering. Stop the guessing. Stop the thinking if you're good enough for other people. Flip the damn switch and start wondering if those motherfuckers are even good enough for you. Before you try fixing or healing someone else, make sure you're not damaging or wounding yourself in the process. Your energy is your number one priority. Protect the shit out of it. So I've just got off the bus and I've heard quite possibly one of the best one-liners I've ever heard in my life. So there's a couple behind me having a bit of a heated discussion and she's gone to him, you ready for this? I'd rather adjust to your absence than be continuously frustrated by your presence. Oof, I felt that one. Sometimes the most spiritual thing that you can do isn't yoga. It's not meditation. It's not breath work. It's not aligning your chakras. It's telling someone to fuck off. If you smile when you're alone, go to bed without waiting for anyone's message, and look good just for yourself, then you've understood everything. Here are 8 creative ways to say, in the politest possible way, your absence is required. You lost me at hello. I really wish there was some distance between us. Please find somewhere else to exist. Oh, you're still here. Row, row, row your boat gently away from me. How about you just make like a tree and leave? And there you have it. 8 creative ways to say in the politest possible way. Most people go into relationships with needs. Physical needs, emotional needs, psychological needs, financial needs, a whole variation of needs. When you go to somebody with needs, you become a beggar. Beggars don't get what they want. Beggars get what is given to them. And when you realize that you can create everything that you need by yourself and you become happy all on your own, by yourself, with no one else, you regain your power and you're no longer a beggar begging for scraps. You get the power to choose whatever it is the fuck that you want. Here's a reality check for you. You can't make someone love you by giving them more of what they already don't fucking appreciate. Let that sink in. There's only 2 people in your life you need to make proud. And no, they're not your parents. The first is 80-year-old you. The second is 8-year-old you. If you die and you've made those 2 people really, truly proud of who you are, my friend, you've lived one hell of a life. The best revenge is realizing that you never needed that motherfucker in the first place. Now, I don't know who needs to hear this, but yeah, it's gonna hurt. You're gonna be sad for a while. And then one day, you'll stop giving a fuck, and it'll be the best feeling ever.